Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning from beautiful Los Angeles, California. I hope you've had a great week, and if you haven't, you're going to have a great 30 minutes right now to make up for it all. This is Dr. Cappuccino coming to you from the Dr. Cappuccino Show. We're going to have a new name within the next 30 days for this show, but you'll still hear my voice. You'll still be able to get some good information on the Dr. Cappuccino Show. You know, there's so much going on, but right now we're not going to concentrate on what's going on. We're going to concentrate on how we can help people in their circumstances with whatever is going on. Because you know what? There's always a greater day above ground. I want to welcome you to a segment that is really getting a lot of attention, and it's getting a lot of rave and review. Whitman to the rescue, first blood. Well, why? Why does people need to be rescued? Well, I tell you what. It's in the news. It's on the radio, the internet. It's all over the world that mankind, as we know him, is in trouble. So Whitman to the rescue has a mission to bring cheer and hope and love into the lives of others. We already know you can't go wrong living for the sake of others. But from your computer, from your office, or anywhere in the world, we're going to find someone suffering from all kinds of grief and unmet expectations, and you need it. We're here to show you how you can lend a hand. And, you know, we've had a Colonel Harrison on the show with us, and I was just really surprised. We've had, oh, my God, over 100 and so segments on this show just this past year. And I'm happy about it. But Colonel Harrison, are you with us today? We're going to get moving. Are you with us today?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Marcia Cappuccino and listening audience. I'm with you again by the grace of God, and thank you again for the ongoing invitation, Doctor. I'm grateful.
Thank you. Well, I hope you're okay there. I kind of hear a little rushing in your voice. Is everything all right?
Yes. Today's work due at church, and so I'm sort of rolling up my sleeves and doing some work on the outside of the building, helping the brothers and sisters to beautify the outer appearance of the church for the spring and the rest of the year. We do this annually, so I'm fine otherwise. Thanks for asking. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, there are some people that really are just eagerly waiting to find out how they can bring that cheer and hope into the lives of others. But, you know, there's been a lot going on this week, and it has to do with people stating that climate change is causing mental illness. Now, I never looked at it like that, but climate change is causing mental illness across the globe. If that's the case, I tell you what, it doesn't have a lot of work to do, because people are crowding the suicide hotlines. They are crowding out shelters. I can't even tell you how many people have died across the nation within this past week from homelessness. So someone might say, well, then what are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? You're just sitting there talking, oh, no. You can go on www.ip4peace.org, and find out what this show is doing to alleviate pain and suffering, not just with words, but with actions. And, Colonel, you know, we had a show last week, and we were talking about Footmen to the Rescue, a what I would call an offshoot, grassroots organization that's up under the International Platform for Peace. Why do you think this was necessary to add to the platform, this type of an organization? Why do you think it was necessary to come out of our so-called world of having meetings and having conferences and having face-up? Why? What happened? Why put me to the first blood?
Footmen to the Rescue is necessary, Doctor, because it's a grassroots movement mobilizing people at the neighborhood level neighbor to neighbor, citizen to citizen, community to community, to tell people it's important that we work together, we work in harmony, and we do positive things within our homes first, and our communities, and our neighborhoods, to make sure that we have some semblance of peace and minimize violence. When citizens get involved, not only do they have a voice, but there's strength in numbers. And so Women to the Rescue is a concept that really works, because as I think back over the years of my law enforcement career, which spans some 3 years, the initial most effective police officer back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s were the foot beat officer that walked the beat. He knew everyone on the beat. He knew the residents. He knew the mothers, fathers. He knew the children. He knew the store merchants. And everyone worked together to help keep crime down in the community. The difference was we're using almost a similar platform to bring about peace. There's most neighborhoods are disrupted. There's no peace. There's violence. There's shooting. There's drug dealing. All these kinds of things. But when citizens mobilize, Women to the Rescue can not only make a difference for our communities and during our time, but for our children and our children's children. So we have to do something. We have to take a stand. Together we stand. Divided we fall.
Oh yes, that's certainly true. And I was looking over your website. And the International Platform for Peace has its mission, vision, and value statement there. Now, this Women to the Rescue, I heard you just say that it's also involving in bringing peace to the community. So are we saying that the Women to the Rescue program is based under the platform to bring peace, or it is put in operations as a neighborhood community, as they get into the home with resources and with a way out of nowhere type of an organization? Because I heard you say it's going to bring peace. Well, many people are saying that it will never be peace on earth. But of course, we know, according to your website for the International Platform for Peace, they're really striving to bring peace, even on a localized level. But now this Women to the Rescue, is this also something that's going to bring peace, or is this a offshoot organization under the platform that is a rescue mission into the home and into the streets to bring food, to bring other type of necessary needs, practical needs, one that will go in and assess the situation in a person's home, and whatever is needed there, they're ready. So is this one and the same, or is the Women to the Rescue, is it a different organization? Is it a different organization?
No. Women to the Rescue is a component of the Platform for Peace. It's an international platform for peace, and it's one of the methodologies that we are using as an outreach to mobilize people so we can promote peace, faith, and family through our communities. So it is a very important, germane program that is under the auspices of the International Platform for Peace. It's one of the methodologies of the Platform for Peace, Doc.
Oh, okay. So the Women to the Rescue is not responsible for going in talking about peace on earth and peace in the home. But I think I read somewhere where the actual job of the Women to the Rescue, and it is on the website that you guys have, that International Platform for Peace, as an offshoot organization that's going in with the practical resources. If you're hungry, here's something to eat. If you're getting ready to kill yourself, no, don't do it. Here's why. If there's a problem with the job here, these are the resources. So let me make sure I understand what I'm talking about. The Women to the Rescue is not in operation to go out there and try to herald peace. It's an offshoot up under. It's a component. But that is not the job. Is that true?
It not Yes, that's true, Doctor. It's not specifically designed for that, but we're prepared to make referrals. But our primary goal and objectives is again to promote peace, faith, and family. Now, in the process of this, if someone needs a referral to a resource, we can do that. But our primary objective is to mobilize people in the communities and neighborhood so we can focus on returning our neighborhoods to peaceful communities, and I don't want to get into another component of it because it'll take away from this, but that's through advocation, prayer tents, and other participants being involved and reaching out to people and being our brother's keeper and so forth. But on the website, it's specifically spelled out, but I don't want people to think that we are a resource that takes care of people's need. We're not that kind of resource. We're a resource that uses methodology to mobilize citizens and refer them to various resources where they can get help and assistance. But we're advocating peace, faith, and family primarily.
Okay, well, we're going to have to change a little bit of the information on the website because according to what I read, the Footman to the Rescue has nothing to do with peace because your organization is already set up to actually do that. You guys are already putting programs. I saw a yearly calendar. So I know the platform, International Platform for Peace, has already got their act together. They already know where they're going, where they're headed, and what they're doing. But the Footman to the Rescue, I believe I read that it is a grassroots effort to not send people to get resources, but to actually get into the homes and the heart of people to find out what they need to alleviate them from wanting to kill themselves and to alleviate them from laying around on the street and the sidewalk dying in grief because there's no family members, perhaps there's no church members, perhaps there's no other organization that's going out doing that. And it is not. They're the only organization that I can think of now, and I don't really know what they're doing per se, but the Jehovah's Witnesses. I see them out there going door to door, and I told my story also last week or the week before on how they didn't come in there talking about a prayer. They didn't come in there talking about, oh, here's a piece of paper, and you go down to Fifth and Crocker, and you're going to get some help. They came with both guns cocked. They came with the help, and I do think my story had some it tugged at the hearts of people because, you know, our fellowship has almost quadrupled. So people that know Jehovah's Witnesses, they come in there. If you need to go to they take you where you need to go. They come in, they clean your house up. They come in, they babysit. They come in and they drive you around. They come in and they sit with you. They cry with you when you cry. When you're sad, they're sad. So my idea of going to your site for Footman to the Rescue, no. I didn't read where it was put in operations to bring peace. According to the website and the information for these individuals that want to come on board, they're not coming on board to preach and teach. They're coming on board to find out one by one, one-on-one, one at a time, what people's needs are on the inside of their home, on the inside of their community and on the inside of their neighborhoods. You know, they're coming into operation to find out what their neighbor needs, find out who needs help in any instance, not necessarily because there's a lot of people that I've been talking to even this past week. They don't believe in peace. They don't believe it's possible. Yeah, let's see what you guys are doing. So the Footman to the Rescue is a component, but it has nothing to do, according to your website, with tents of prayer. The Footman to the Rescue is not going to get involved in that, according to your website. The Footman to the Rescue from home or the internet or on their jobs, they're going to watch out, seek out, they're going to look out, they're going to observe others that might not have what they need, might not be in a position because there's maybe a single family home to do what needs to be done in the home. These Footmen to the Rescue is coming out full blood bolded and emboldened to see that anyone who might be in the throes of depression or just need someone to talk to, you know, like Candace Travis in a hospital. That is what I assume in reading your website, that the footmen to the rescue first blood, meaning where the footmen are the first on the ground to help alleviate suffering. It didn't say anything about bringing peace, because let's be frank about it. When you help others and they're doing great, you know, they got a few dollars in the bank, they are not scared of being evicted, they don't care who's knocking at the back door, they don't care about any of those things once their lives are together. When a person has what they need, and they obviously they're already praying if that's the case, so when they are happy with themselves, they're happy with the world. They're happy with their neighbor. They're happy. And when they're happy, then that means they're more in a, I guess, an emotional manner to really do good for someone else and to help them. Someone might need a trip to the hospital. Someone may need to go grocery shop. Someone may need to go to the dentist. That doesn't have anything to do with peace. What that has to do with is somebody saying, uh-oh, hey, you know what? I care about you. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what faith you adhere to. I don't care about that. I'm a human being. You're a human being. You're flesh and blood. I'm flesh and blood. So I'm going to help you. See, I'm not necessarily going to be talking about peace. The platform for peace in a natural, according to what I see, you guys got your thing together. It's already together for the entire year. You're going to do that no matter what. But on a local level, you're walking down the street or you're driving down the street and you see someone laying out or a woman, you know, waving a hand with a child. You don't necessarily have to stop as a footman, but I would imagine you would roll your window down. Yes, ma'am, you need any help? You okay? Okay, well, if I can't do it, you know, I'd say, okay, then I'm going to get you some help. Just stay right where you're at. That's footman to the rescue material. That's someone there, you know, in the grocery store. May an older lady might need her groceries on a cart, taken out to a car. That's footman to the rescue. It might be a community blast out that on a particular date they're going to be cleaning up the homes of the elderly. They can't get out. They don't have the strength to really keep their home, their residences up. That's footman to the rescue. You don't have to necessarily talk about peace to approach an elderly lady and say, you know, your windows are dirty, your house needs painting. I have a team of people. We're going to come help. That's footman to the rescue according to the website, not going to their home talking about peace. Your platform is put in operation for that. But now let's kind of get back to the footman to the rescue first blood. I believe this was named, this component was named first blood because that means your footman to the rescue program is more interested on a local neighborhood level than a city or state level. Is that true, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, Doc. Yes, that's true. And I'll just say this. I know that the programmers are making a change and some modifications in the website, and there's some updates, and I will have to, I've been traveling, so I have to take a look at the updates look at those additional nuances. But it's a grassroots, community-based initiative that's designed to help people within their homes, within their neighborhoods, within their communities.
Right, and I think that the information that I saw, you are very correct. I saw it this past week, and it's gotten a little bit of attention there because people are stating that, you know, they've been going around to a lot of government agencies and a lot of offices in the community that's supposed to be helping people, you know, with their rent and keeping their utilities on and seeing that their children have coats because, you know, it's still winter, you know, really. And I think winter's up when it's the first day of spring, but they need coats. They might need this is really big, you know, trips to doctors. We have access out here, but people state, you know, they drive you around for an hour before they get you to your destination because, you know, there's so many that need help. That's always good, you know, and I know when I was growing up, women from the neighborhood, I don't know if they were church women. I don't know if they were I do remember the witnesses early on, but just the women that lived on the same street. You know, if you were sick, they'd come in there. They would sit with you. They would try to tidy your home up. They would be in the kitchen cooking. And some of them never saw you before until that day. They would, if you came home from the hospital, the churches would set up where on Monday this couple would go. On Tuesday, you know, another couple would go and try to help them while they're on their sick bed. They're recuperating. Then on Wednesday, that would happen. And then every day someone would come there to cook. Every need was met on a practical level. And we've gotten away from that. Women in the backyard over the clothesline, talking and planning and changing cups of sugar. We're suffering. We're dying. We're suffering because we have gotten away from that. And we think we're something because we got a pair of $2 shoes on. You know what? Look out your window. Look out your car window. Look out of wherever you're at and see that it's suffering. And if it's not alleviated, the work is going to be at our back door. So we've gotten away from that practicality. And I love what the footman to the rescue is actually set up to do, is to return sanity to an insane world, one home at a time, one neighborhood at a time, one community at a time. I'm not going to lay up dead in my home for 3 or 4 months before someone discovers I'm dead. You know why? Because the footman to the rescue is going to look out, similar to a neighborhood commission, looking out. If they don't see the blinds open, walk over across the street, you're okay. Call someone. Have someone do a welfare check. Churches used to actually do that. I don't know what they do now because, you know, I'm not really a member anywhere. But I'm thinking that this is what the sage, ancient sage, the holy man, had in mind when the statement was made, you are your brother's keeper. You are your brother's keeper, meaning someone that just that close to you. And I love that ideology for the footman to the rescue. If I'm my brother's keeper, common sense would tell me I got to know what's going on in their home. If I'm their brother's keeper, do they have food in there? Is any kid sick? They don't have transportation to get anywhere. Do their kids need shoes to get to school? How much are a pair of shoes? $10, $20? This is what I love about the footman to the rescue. We want to know. We're just not standing up trying to play God. There's only one God. There's many gods, G-O-D, lowercase, but there's only one God that proclaims himself as the one and only true God of the universe. And Psalm 83:18 says it, whether anybody wants to believe it or not, open up your Bible. It says Holy Bible online. If you're your brother, for you're just that close. You're just that close. And I love how you guys, Colonel Harrison, has put that component there so that, the organization is not a mockery. Many are a mockery. They set up organizations almost similar to this just to get free boxes of food for themselves, their family. They go out and sell it. They go get free clothes. Footman to the rescue, I believe I saw something on there that is like a little cheat sheet. You know, like if you call people, you go around, you ask these questions and you check off the box. Do you have proper clothing for the season? Is any children there shoeless? Is there a man there in the home without a job? I mean, that's going, but what you see in a home is not necessarily what you see on the outside. And what you see on the outside, a smiling face, you can forget it. That's not always the case. So I don't believe there's any other organization except that religious organization I mentioned that's going door to door to find out what's going on. If they had not have came to my door, I would not be talking right now. I was sitting there. I was laughing in the face of friends and people out there in that courtyard. But it was that knock on the door that morning, because they didn't have internet then, not, you know, as we know it. If they had not have knocked on that door, and I remember the man when he looked at me, he didn't say a word. He said, run, get Marge. That's all I remember. And he took off like a bolt of lightning. And when seconds The women just came and just bolted their way in. I was standing there, and they just came, and they just pushed me in, and they fixed my clothes. They took me to the couch, and all they did, they didn't say anything. They started praying, oh, God, oh, yeah, did you? I don't know who she is, but you know who she is. And and they prayed for about an hour. Now, I don't know where those men went, but I knew they don't let them women go out by themselves, so they probably were standing there, but they stood there, and they asked if there's anything in the home they could cook. I remember them. And right now in our state, they're building 2 and 3 stories on what they call the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm not putting out an ad for them. I'm just telling you what happened to me. I would not be on this phone and talking because that was possible. They didn't tell me, well, here, you know, you're sad. Here's a piece of paper. I want you to go in the morning. Woman, hell, what are you talking about? I'm ready to kill myself. They didn't hand me a piece of paper. They stayed there, and I told them someone's going to be there at 5, and they stayed until that man came in there at 5. They didn't say, I said, please don't say a word because I'm going to be in big trouble. And they came every day for weeks. Every other day I had a Bible study and so forth and on. So this is what footmen, they were on feet. They weren't calling me and giving me a piece of paper saying, here, go down to here next week. And then walk out the door. They held me. They held on to me. They helped me. And I don't know why I'm really talking about them, you know, like this. But footmen to the rescue. Colonel Dr. Harrison, this is just such an opportunity for people. And they know this is the only way that this thing is going to work with people. I heard this morning people are taking the elevator up to the 19th floor of a building, jumping off of it. So they're stopping the elevators. So they're just this morning, but I think this was yesterday, the same people just jumping off, killing themselves in record numbers because there's no hope. Some institution has not done their job. Some institution has not brought any hope. Some institution has stood and said some words, but look at what is happening. How could this happen that people are killing themselves like this when the Bible says the gift of God is life? Somebody ain't saying nothing, or they're not talking loud enough. Well, footmen to the rescue, I'm so happy, Colonel Dr. Harrison, that the International Platform for Peace is on their mark with this. www.ipforpeace, if you want to know, .org. If you don't know anything about the organization and what we were just talking about, www.ip4peace.org. Colonel Dr. Harrison, are you guys doing anything this summer regarding the footmen to the rescue? Are you going to put a call out or a shout out for a summer program for footmen where maybe 1 week everybody just hits the neighborhoods and they walk through neighborhoods, maybe in all white or maybe with a sign of footmen to the rescue or either another sign, need prayer? I mean, do you guys have any kind of a blitz going on for footmen to the rescue for the summer?
Yes, Doc. I just had a text resource to come to my attention. That is in the planning stage. We certainly will be prepared to release more information on that, hopefully at the time of your next broadcast. But you have summed it up very well, and I just want to say that the goal or the mission is peace, and our theme is peace, faith, and family. But to know that the International Platform for Peace is committed to do any and all things to help better the quality of life for residents within the respective neighborhoods and communities throughout our country. And so you've given a good overview of the new update on the website, and I thank you very kindly for that, Doctor.
God bless you. Thank you for listening in, tuning in to the Dr. Copertino Show. Go to the website, check it out. We need you. We need you as one of the footmen to the rescue. Tune in next Saturday, same time, to the Dr. Copertino Show. Have a great weekend, and remember, you are needed.